Welcome to Swiss Eduk. My name is Hans Fischer, and my guest is Rachel Kadish. Welcome, Rachel.
Thanks.
Tolstoy Lied is a love story, showing mainly the love between Tracy and George. Intertwined are other love stories, for instance, Yolanda and Chad, or even Hilda Doolittle and Freud.
Yes.
Maybe we can even mention Joanne and Elizabeth, and so on, I don't know.
Yes.
And behind all these love affairs looms Anna Karenina. How do all these love stories connect?
One of the things I wanted to explore in this book is our focus on connecting tragedy and love, and how love stories are often in literature and culturally only considered important and moving and real if they end in tragedy. And so I actually did not start writing the novel with anything to do with Tolstoy in mind or Anna Karenina. I started writing a love story, and I wanted to write a love story that was going to have a happy ending. And I realized that this is not my first novel. My first novel had taken on a lot of very serious historical, political themes. And here I was writing this much seemingly lighter love story. And I found that I was having trouble taking the book seriously. And people would ask me, friends would ask me what I was working on. And I would say, oh, you know, this goofy book. And I was having a lot of fun. It should be comic. People should be laughing when they read it, I hope. But I had to ask myself after a while why I was having trouble taking the book seriously. And I realized that as a student of literature, I had also taken in this idea that only tragedy is important and real and serious. And so I made myself go back to the book and take on that fight from the very beginning of the book. And I associate that fight with Anna Karenina because so many people swear by that first line of Anna Karenina that it's, you know, the most beautiful and the smartest line in all of world literature. All happy families are alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. And I just don't think it's true. I think Tolstoy was absolutely brilliant. People sometimes say to me, oh, you're the one who doesn't like Tolstoy. I love Tolstoy. I don't like that line. I think it was an easy way out. And so what I wanted to do was write about happiness and how happiness can be found in diverse and interesting ways, and sort of break open that notion that only tragic love is interesting or important. So I think that sort of the thread that ties a lot of these stories together is what does it mean to really try to look for happiness, and is it possible for thinking people to be happy, or is everyone just doomed to tragedy?
Yeah, you mentioned that good novels end the minute the good times get rolling,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Or even worse, if the writer pens a happy ending, he gets labeled as regionalist and romance writer,
yes.
And so on. But your story stops there, too, I have the feeling.
Yeah, well, in some ways, yes. I mean, I think I did deliberately write a later section about... Now, can I give away a lot of the plot here?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Tracy and George are together. Mm-hmm. They separate, and they're together. And I deliberately wrote a section after they get back together about how hard the work is. I tried very hard to make clear this is not a happily ever after, and we bring the curtain down. But this is a, you know, okay, this act stops here, but you see happily ever after takes work and is complicated, and it's going to be complicated, but it's also happy. So that's what I tried to do anyway.
Yeah. You also talk about the academic world, mm-hmm. A world I would say we understand as correct, based on reason, and above all, on academic freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the academic world you show is full of envy and little academic freedom. I'll give you just some example. Jeff, you say, built his publication record on the set of Standard that was current.
Mm-hmm.
And even Chair Emeritus Paleozoic admits that academia today has nitpicked its way into nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Is this where the academic world is today, or did you create an academic world to show us more about happiness and unhappiness?
Right. That's a good question. And I will say, first of all, that I don't know where the academic world is today because I'm not a member of an English department now. I teach in a creative writing program, a master's program that's arts-focused. But I think I was trying to describe a highly dysfunctional English department. I didn't have any particular university in mind. What's been a little horrifying to me is how many people I've spoken to, professors, who have said to me, oh, I know what school you were describing. It was obvious what department you were describing. And then they name a university. And I've had 6 different universities named to me. And it's sort of shocking to me.
They
all came back and they said, yeah, I know who this character is. So I must have hit a nerve somewhere in there. I talked to a lot of people in academia to sort of check, you know, look, in a very dysfunctional department, and dysfunctional departments happen, you know, in all different genres and fields, what would be feasible? And so, you know, people are people and sometimes act badly. But I certainly wasn't trying to make any sweeping condemnation. I will say that I think it's hard in any professional field to stick by your passions, to stick by what you truly believe in. And Trace is trying to do that in her love life, and she's also trying to do that in her professional life.
And it's exactly that stops her from getting tenured, you know, mm-hmm. the throwing of the book. Mm-hmm. To a student.
Yes, yes, the debate. And yet another door opens up for her.
So it has nothing to do with happiness or unhappiness. Academic world, the way you describe it.
Right.
I think part of
what I was writing about also is institutions. Tracy and George have a lot of freedom in their love with each other and a lot of play and openness with each other until the institution of marriage and everything that particularly George associates with it gets sort of put down on them, and then suddenly there's this sense of being boxed in and they're not allowed to talk in certain ways and not allowed to make certain moves. And that's a little bit what I was trying to do with the academic side, is that all these people are there because they love books, and yet here's this big institution and they're trying to, suddenly there are power dynamics and all of that. So it's again, it's trying to speak the truth while in one of these institutions.
Rachel Kadish, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is fun.